Welcome to Our Redeemer's Lutheran Church in Helena, Montana. We are a member church of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America. It is April 28th, 2019, and it is the second Sunday of Easter. Today, we are going to hear a sermon from our deacon, Carol Will. She will be preaching on John chapter 20, 19 through 31. Let's listen in.
Our gospel reading today comes from John, the 20th chapter. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing, you may have life in his name. Here ends the gospel. Peace to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Phew, we made it through the Lenten journey, the feast of Maundy Thursday, Good Friday with Jesus' crucifixion, the vigil reminding us of the light of Christ, and finally, Easter morning, finding the empty tomb. Should be smooth sailing from here, right? So, why didn't Thomas throw his arms around Jesus when he appeared to the disciples and said, "Peace be with you"? Why does Thomas seem so hesitant? Scripture does tell us that the other disciples did tell Thomas that Jesus appeared to them the previous week. Hadn't others witnessed the risen Jesus before this moment with Thomas? Well, according to the Gospel of John, Mary Magdalene sees the stone moved from the tomb. Her reaction is a natural one. She says, "They've taken the Lord out of the tomb." She simply thinks that they moved Jesus' body to a different location. She does not yet believe. Peter and the beloved disciple hurry to the tomb with hope. They see the burial clothes lying there. Peter remains perplexed, But the response of the beloved disciple is one of faith. Scripture tells us he saw and believed. The beloved disciple saw just the minimum, yet believed. In the next scene, Mary Magdalene still holds the notion that Jesus' body had simply been moved. She comes to faith only when she has heard and seen the risen Lord. Then the disciples, with the exception of Thomas, experienced the risen Jesus in a state of fear as Jesus appeared to them while they were hiding in a house behind locked doors. Their fear turned to joy when they saw the Lord. For them, too, faith comes through seeing. So this brings us to our gospel today. Jesus appears to all the disciples, including Thomas. Thomas's stance is one of extreme doubt. He will not believe unless he sees and touches. And so Jesus invites him to faith through sight and touch. Jesus tells Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." How are you invited to believe in the risen Lord? And what does it mean to us that Jesus died and was resurrected from the dead? I'm currently taking a theology class at Carroll College, and early in the semester, my professor asked the question, "Why did Jesus die?" There's a young lady sitting in the back of the class, and she speaks out. She says, "To die for our sins." I would have provided the same response. However, that night, I was reading in my textbook, and I quote, it says, "The Israelites did not formulate a specific belief in the afterlife." The text continued to state, "It was important for God to come to help individuals and the community now, not in some future life beyond this one." So for the early Israelites, the Exodus event was God's salvation. This had my head spinning. The idea of life after death was a later development in the Jewish tradition. So back in class, we were talking in small groups about how our ancestors came to the conclusion that Jesus died for our sins. When I shared how surprised I was to read the Israelites thought that the Exodus event was God's salvation, a student in my group rolled his eyes when I made that revelation, like he had known that information for years. Maybe he did, I don't know. But anyway, this experience made me wonder if one of the other disciples rolled their eyes when Thomas said, "Unless I put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." Like they already believed in the risen Jesus for a whole week. Pastor Kendra told us earlier in our Lenten journey that Abram and Sarai, our pillars of faith, doubted and wanted to know how God was going to fulfill God's promises. Pastor Kendra told us that when we are deep in doubt, wrestling, struggling, and questioning God, we think of it often as a crisis of faith. Instead, she stressed that this is really a time when our faith is quite active. It's good to question. It's good to probe deeply, to use our minds as well as we can to try to understand an infinite God. We can never come to full understanding of God in this present life because we are finite. But we can enter the relationship with God through faith seeking understanding. I was not having a crisis of faith, and neither was Thomas. Thomas's faith is vibrant and active as he doubts, wrestles, struggles, and questions the resurrected Jesus standing right there in front of him. He's pleading with Jesus for more clarity, more information, more courage, and more commitment as he's trying to understand what it means. Thomas and I were simply trying to understand. Jesus invites Thomas, with his very breath, to touch the resurrected body. The text does not tell us if Thomas touches Jesus, but Thomas proclaims, "My Lord and my God." This is the moment that Thomas came to believe in the risen Lord. How were you invited to believe in the risen Lord? For many, it is through the gift of the Holy Spirit and through stories. The Holy Spirit calls, gathers, enlightens, and makes holy. God comes to us, and we are created to be drawn toward God and our neighbor in relationship. Through these relationships come stories. And when we struggle to come to grips with ourselves and the one who meets us in the greatest depths, even in our darkest nights, we become someone new. We are blessed. The disciples did not fully understand what Jesus' death and resurrection meant after that first Easter. Just like the Israelites did not fully understand God's salvation at the time of the Exodus. As the disciples began to connect the Old Testament stories with their personal experiences of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, they began to understand that Jesus was fully human and fully God, who emptied himself on the cross and died for our sins. If we only try to answer the question, why did Jesus die? Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians verse 17, if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile and you are still in your sins. The resurrected Jesus changes everything. When the disciples, the foundational witnesses to the resurrection, began to die, it caused concern for those still living how to pass on the teachings of Jesus to those who have not yet believed in the risen Lord. Inspired by the Holy Spirit, the Gospels were written to carry the parables, the healings, the sayings of Jesus, along with the narrative stories of his life, death, and resurrection. The church. Christ's church is an unlikely story. The church is a living sign of God's presence here on earth, present here and now and hoped for. The church believes that God acted in Jesus. Jesus acts in the church, and the Holy Spirit lives within us. The church brings together in community to participate in the life of the Trinity. Look around. The actions of the church as the body of Christ began in the hands of everyday human beings like Thomas. God leaves incredibly important responsibilities in flimsy, fickle hands. Ours. Come to the cleansing waters of the holy baptism. Come to taste in the feast of the Lord's Supper. Come to hear the stories. Share the stories with your children. Sing the songs. Hear the music. Ask questions. Doubt. Doubt like Thomas. Be bold. Be active in your faith. Be Christ's church and share your life with others and the risen Lord. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Amen.